Hello.
Hello there. Is it possible if I can place it with Ryan Summer Scales, please?
Who's calling?
Hi, Ryan. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're currently contacting you regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for. My job today is just to make sure we've got your details on file correctly, explain the procedure to you, and then that way you can get your case sent off to submission. Am I all right to have a quick conversation with you at the moment?
Hi.
Perfect. I'm just going to plug the file for you. If I am correct on your application, your name is Ryan Summer Scales. Was that the same name that you had whilst you was within the care system?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Perfect. No problem, darling. Just give me 2 seconds. And this contact number that we're speaking on at the moment, is this the best number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Perfect. And also, in regard... Yeah, we've not got... Actually, we have. We've got an email address here as... Tibor, TIBOR1873@gmail.com.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Perfect, no problem as well. Now, in regards to yourself, before we go any further, it's not going to be the case today where we're clutching at straws and hope to get you refunded. We don't also require any evidence from you because we don't expect you to get that from anywhere. Once we've taken a brief statement from you, we will contact all the local authorities and we will require a copy of all your files and any paperwork that they've held on you since back then. And we will require that. And once we get that and prove that he was within the places that we discussed today, the statement is what will value your claim. Each case is different, so it'd be wrong for me to give you a value. What we can tell you is each claim will average at around 48,000, just so we can give you a number to look forward to. Is that okay with you, Ryan? Now, could I please ask you, darling, for your current home postcode where you're residing at the moment?
FK10 1SD.
1 Sugar Delta. And what's the door number?
65.
Is that 65?
65, aye.
Perfect. And your date of birth there for me, please, Ryan?
16/08/85.
Mine's the 14th, so you're a Leo then, aren't you?
Probably, aye.
And can I ask you, when you were placed within the care system, do you know how old you actually was when you were first placed?
About 7 or 8, maybe 7. Maybe.
No problem. And can I ask you, do you know why you were placed into care, or is that not something what you're aware of?
Well, I was a drinker, so.
No problem. And do you know where they placed you at 8 years old?
Aye.
Can I ask you to give me the name of the place where they did place you?
Well, it was like a foster family thing, yeah.
Foster family, okay. What's the name of the foster family?
Frank Green.
Frank, what was his surname, sorry?
Green.
Green, okay, no problem. And when you was with Frank, the family of the foster family with Frank, do you feel like there was any abuse or mistreatment while she was here?
Basically all the time, basically, aye.
Okay, so you're here from 8 years old, roughly. How long would you say you spent here?
Probably about 18 or 19.
So you were around 18, 19 years of age. I'm sorry that you've had to deal with that all that time. So this was kind of like one of the only places where you was positioned?
Basically, aye. I think there was one place before that. But that wasn't very long.
No problem. Where, do you know when you was with Frank Green? What area was it that you was placed? Do you know?
I can give you the address.
Yes, please. If you have that, that would be fantastic.
Oh, it's 18 Adams Grove.
Adams Grove.
A-R-N-S.
A-R-N-S. Adams Grove. And what area was that in?
Allowa.
Is that spelled A-L-L-O-W-A?
A-L-L-O-A.
Perfect, thank you for that. And can I ask you, while she was here, was it just him that was there, or did he have other children that he would take basically
My sister was there too. He had his own two children as well.
Name, Alan?
What's that?
What was your sister's name?
Kayleigh.
Kelly. And I'm assuming it's the same surname as yourself, Kelly Summerscales.
Yeah.
And he had two of his own children.
Uh-huh.
Of their own children. And was their own children nice with you, or did they pick at you or been after to you?
No, I sort of got on for the most part.
And can I ask you to give me an understanding of what it was like to live with this foster family?
Can I do it another day?
Yes, so you don't have to do it right away. And what I can also do for you, if you would prefer, if you feel like you'd be more comfortable, is I can pop you a message over on WhatsApp. And if you feel more comfortable to write your statement up and send your statement over to me that way, I can do that. And then all I need to call you back for is to take a beneficiary and things. The beneficiary would just be somebody you'd be happy for the money to go to if he wasn't here at the time. It's brilliant.
All right. All right. It's just I thought you said quick. I thought it was just going to be 2 minutes.
Which is understandable. So I'll pop you a message over now, Ryan. And if there's anything else that you need from me, you pop me a message back, darling. Okay.
All right. Right.
Thank you. Cheers. Good night.
Right. Cheers. Bye.
This guy didn't want to tell me what had happened to him.
I'm okay with you. Not that I'm